Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week. This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
A $1 million payday. Not a bad thing if you think about it when someone comes to you and says, hey, $1 million, we just need to follow you around with this camera crew for a little while and tell your story, right? Nothing wrong with that, of course, unless you're being followed around because your husband is accused of being the Long Island serial killer and you are still with him. And he needs money for a defense. And that little gap there that you're receiving the money, and he's not, makes it a little questionable as to where that money will all ultimately go, as you have victims on the sidelines and victims' families just looking for answers and looking for justice for those who have been taken from us far too young. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. $1 million payday, allegedly, from Peacock to Asa Elrup. Jennifer, your thoughts on this move?
Well, it's a good move for Asa and her children because they have bills to pay. They are purportedly unable to be employed. I'm not sure I understand exactly why, but nevertheless, they're certainly hoping to gain monetary consideration for their role in terms of being related to the accused list serial killer. It's kind of just one of those situations where half of me just feels dirty even talking about it. I just want to clean off. But the other, you know, I guess side of the pancake, as I like to say, is the fact that they certainly are victims. I mean, they, as far as we know, you know, Asa, there's certainly some allegations out there about Asa's role, but it would seem that these victims, you know, possibly should be afforded some way to recoup some of the expenses that they're going to suffer. I mean, think about it. He's no longer, you know, being able to provide things like health care insurance. And supposedly, Asa has cancer that she's struggling with. They have a house to try to keep up. They have expenses.
Sure.
But nevertheless, you know, like I said, half of me, I need that towel.
Yeah. I mean, some of the ways that it's been described by victims' families, disappointed, disgusted, flabbergasted, frustrated, are a few of the words that come to mind right now. That was the words of Sherry Gilbert, the sister of Shannon Gilbert, who police were searching for when investigators found 10 sets of human remains on Ocean Parkway back in 2010 and 2011. Another comment that was made, I haven't stopped shaking all morning. Jasmine Robinson, the cousin of Gilgo Beach victim Jessica Taylor. I'm so effing disgusted to see RH's family will become rich off of all the suffering of victims and their families. $1 million does sound like a lot of money on the surface, but cost of living where they're at, the cost for, if they have no insurance, cancer treatments, things that you mentioned, it's not going to necessarily make someone rich. It will very much likely, if that's where the money is going to go to, and I don't really have an issue with it if it's truly going to those things, to keeping up your house, keeping up your health, keeping up the basic things in life. It's not exactly, I'm sure, easy for Asa to go out to the grocery store right now or really do anything outside of her house right now without being just bombarded with people who want to talk or express their disgust or their opinion or their commiserate with the woman and feel bad for her. There's a lot of emotions out there on this. But there is that possibility because we've seen her begging for the guns back because she wanted to get them and sell them. supposedly to help fund the defense of her husband, Rex Heuermann, who she's now said she doesn't believe he was capable of doing this and wants to see the evidence for herself. What if this does go to fund his own defense? Is there anything there that can stop that type of a flow of money?
Well, there is, and that is the issue that I see. If she is still legally married, I understand she's in divorce proceedings, but if she's still legally married, really, this income could be considered joint funds, you know, jointly owned by both of them since they're still married. I would love to see the legalese that was put into the contract with Peacock to make sure that Rex Heuermann was kept out of that in terms of profiting. But because they're related, because they're married, I just can't imagine that it couldn't be diverted in some way if that is truly the purpose. Mm-hmm. Again, recall now all of a sudden she's going to hearings. Now all of a sudden she's making visits. This has been a 180 change. In terms of her actions toward Rex. And that certainly isn't going unnoticed by anyone.
When it comes to an investigation standpoint into her, which, as we know, as of right now, she has been cleared. That doesn't mean you are forever cleared. That could come back and change really at any moment in time. What sort of pitfalls does this present? Let's say she does know more. And again, I'm just speculating here, not saying she does, but she's not going to have her attorney with her 24 hours a day on this or when the cameras are rolling every single second. It seems that, I don't know, it would be rather easy to slip up or say something or allude to something that maybe she's, I don't know, denied in the past or not even spoken of in the past. Whether it makes it to the actual documentary is another thing. Could an investigator at some point, are they salivating at this thinking, yeah, you go to your documentary, we're going to subpoena every single second you filmed. To do a closer and more thorough look into her. That could be a pot of gold, if you will.
Well, authorities certainly should do that. But recall, the head of this task force is now gone. Mm-hmm. And as we've talked about, Tony, that's a big deal whenever the leader is removed and just all the dynamics that could affect in terms of the investigation. And it's at a critical time because there have been very recent allegations, that Asa was involved more than peripherally and that she knew. And I'm not saying that any of that is accurate, but it's certainly being investigated. And if she opens herself up to all this filming, who knows what nugget might drop out?
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine the producers are going to, play softball with her on this. If they're going to do this the way they're doing it, they're going to, I'm sure, want as much drama as can possibly happen. I'm sure they're open to the possibilities that in the middle of this filming, she, in fact, herself could be charged or arrested with some sort of crime that would make for quite a spin on the documentary. Anything is really possible here. I'm guessing they're just trying to buckle up and go for a ride on this. The Society for Professional Journalists critical of this, I think anybody's critical of this. I'm kind of surprised. Were you surprised at all that it was the name Peacock that came up on this? We think of NBC News, Dateline, things of that nature, obviously very much into true crime reporting, but the ethics don't usually have room for paying for interviews. As far as I know, they have not done that in the past.
Well, you're exactly right. Normally, typically, most of the people that appear in these docuseries aren't necessarily paid other than for their expenses. Mm-hmm. And so to see this huge price tag go out, the problem is it lends itself to being a microscope on the credibility.
Yeah.
In other words, what would somebody say or do for $1 million? We've already seen she's changed her approach to the case completely. Mm-hmm. So it's concerning.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. When you have that big price tag out there and you have producers prodding, going, maybe do a little more of this, maybe do a little more of that. You get inauthentic at a certain point, and then you just get flat out, false. It's not the person who's really actually there. Going to be very interesting to watch this and see what other turns this takes as the proceedings continue with Rex Heuermann and seemingly the latest star of the show for quite some time. We're talking far more about Asa than him as of late.
Sick of the ads?
We opt too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.